Big than Baba again to me. Wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Praise God. Good morning. This day talked about the greatest of the promises we received from our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John 14, chapter verse 1 to 4, we read, Jesus comfort his disciple. It says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in the Lord, in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. From John, Gospel of 14, chapter 14th chapter, verse 1 to 4 in the New International Version. This was the greatest of the promise Jesus has given to his disciples. Another promise Jesus gave to them was about the Holy Spirit as in the event of his leaving from the earth. It was the most troubled time for the disciples when Jesus was announcing his departure to heaven. His time to return was coming near. As we read in John 13, verse 1 to 3, it was just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own, he who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. So, at the time, what Jesus did was, Jesus knew that the Father has put all things under his power, and he had come from God, and he was returning to God. So, I say this in a little conclusion that, so he got up from the meal, and he took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around him, and around his waist, and he started pouring water and then washing the feet of his disciples. Now, at the end of the washing and wiping, he told his apostles or disciples, do you understand what I have done for you? What they wanted him to know, what he wanted them to know was that how much he loves them. And how much you had to fall for each other. Praise the Lord. Now, this was an event when Jesus wanted to do how much he wanted to show his love, that he also was explaining that he is going to be returning to his Father. We see in the chapter 1:26 of Luke, when Jesus' birth was going to take place, an angel of God, Gabriel, came to Mary in chapter 2. The birth of Jesus took place in Bethlehem. This was foretold by the prophet Micah in chapter 5, verse 2 of the prophet Micah. Jesus was promised to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:15, the woman's child, fulfilled according to the scripture, everything according to the scripture, Galatians chapter 4:4, but when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. The pre-information of humanity was given from Genesis, the type of birth, which was spoken by Isaiah 7, chapter 7, 14, that as a virgin's child. His ministry, written in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, which one fulfilled in the Gospels as the Jesus ministering to people, his arrest and interrogation, false accusation on him, punishment and death, Isaiah chapter 53, and also in four Gospels about the life of Christ, we can read, understand those. His resurrection from the dead, all four Gospels and the book of Acts, and the testimonies of the apostles, and even Apostle Paul. The way Christ came as a child, and after death, he resurrected as the firstborn from the dead. Jesus spent time with his apostles before his arrest, interrogation, punishment, etc., etc. After 3.5 years, Jesus talked to them about his return to his Father. He's been with them for 3.5 years. He's been teaching them. They were learning about God and what their ministry after he returns. Now the time come, he wanted to let them know that I am going to have to leave. He did not explain how all these things going to take place. He did not explain every step of the process, but he just gave them a warning. Because they were already troubled by heavy sadness because of the message that Jesus is leaving. The biggest question was, then what about us? John chapter 14, Jesus gave them the greatest promise that he will come back. In the 15th chapter, he taught them about the vine and the branches, that they should stay in him and produce fruits. And 15:26, he gave them the promise of the Holy Spirit. In chapter 16, he continued teaching them about the Holy Spirit. Then he gave them the hope that they will be joyful again, since he will come back. From chapter 16, verse 17 to 33. In chapter 17, he first prays to Father for himself, then for his disciples. In chapter 18, Jesus got arrested. I want you to know the greatest was the love Christ towards us. He was in the world. He was the Word. Translated in English, Elohim, in Aramaic, Memra. And John, who was the most loved apostle, the one who always sit next to him and lean on Jesus. And Jesus loved him as well. Let me tell you, Jesus loved you and me. This is the heart of my message to you. John was writing his gospel. We must understand that the language and communication was, as is today, also the greatest huddle even those days. Praise the Lord. Now, as we know, the English Bible was translated from Greek, which the John wrote in Greek, amen, and also in Hebrew, probably. Now, I talked about the translations in Aramaic, in the Targum, and all those Jewish books as well. Now, Jesus said the time he is returning is getting closer. So, to those who eagerly waiting for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation, for their salvation. Hebrews 9:28, we read before. Jesus says, believe in me and in my Father. Today, do we believe? So, most of the world is after 2,000 some years, lot of people have lost the hope of return of Jesus. The apostles lived expecting Jesus' returning in their lifetime. Now again, it is the factor. Time is the factor. It is not our time. See, for Jesus to come to this planet Earth took around 4,000 years, you know, after the first promise in Genesis. Almost 4,000 years. Amen. The woman's child will come. And it happened. But people waited, generation after generation. Many fathers died in the one day of God. You know, like Saint Augustine says in his book, God, you're for eternal and ever, you live forever. But in your one day, many of our forefathers already left this planet, Earth. Your one day is 1,000 years for us. Today we believe in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 14, after the union in heaven, I believe the Lord will take us unto the place, he said in John 14, 1 to 6, the Father's house. Praise the Lord. Jesus will return in God's time. It's not your time or my time. It is the time God has decided. The time that prepared for Jesus to leave the heaven with a mighty archangel, voice of the archangel and the trumpets of God and the angels coming down to the mid-air. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, praise the Lord. Once they receive, there will be a rapture. Before they receive, the people will come out of the tomb. Those who believe in Christ will resurrect. And those who alive will be transformed in a fraction of a second. They all will together rise up in the heavens to meet Christ in the mid-air. The church, the believers, referring as the church, and the holy bride of Christ, which is the church, will meet with the Jesus, the bridegroom. This symbolical relationship is shown by the simile of church, the bride, and Christ, the bridegroom. It is telling us the love relationship and the spiritual union of Christ and the church. It is similar to a virgin prepared herself to meet her husband, who is faithful both and waiting for their union. The occasion, one, because I believe is the wedding of the Lamb conducted in the Revelation chapter 19, 6-8. In there is the wedding of the Lamb. We see there is the wedding of the Lamb written over there, the major parts of the wedding feast. And after that, praise the Lord, the bridal party, the bride and the bridegrooms in the mid-air, when Jesus meet with his church, he will take them to the Father's house. Praise the Lord. In the Old Testament time, three major parts of the wedding feast was been explained in relation to the marriage of Abraham's son Isaac. The marriage, number one, is a contract signed by the parents of both bride and the bridegroom. And also the parents, they agree, they together will decide when the wedding is to be. In most of the time, most of the weddings were at least a year after the engagement. Or we call it the betrothal period. They don't live in the same house or stay together. They live separately. The bridegroom leaves. He leaves after the betrothal. And then there is a year time for the bridegroom to prepare a house or build a house or make money so that he can support his going to be bride to be married. Now this has been symbolically spoken or written in the book of Genesis relating to the wedding of his son Abraham's son Isaac. Isaac need a wife, and his father sends his best believed house master of his house called Eliezer. Now the Eliezer stand here in place of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament church. The Eliezer goes looking for the bride, same way the Holy Spirit came to this world from heaven, searching the bride of Jesus Christ. Those who believed in him, in Christ, those who accepted whatever the Holy Spirit inspired them to believe in Christ, those who inspired them have accepted to be the children of God, and they are the bride of Christ. Same way, amen, Eliezer goes, as similar to a Holy Spirit, he speaks to the bride, praise the Lord, and she accepts. He hears about the bridegroom, whose bridegroom going to be Isaac, and she accepted. And then the time for them to be in the bride's place. Similar way, the Holy Spirit stays with the church in this world. Eliezer gives many ornaments and stuff to gold, many ornaments to Rebecca. Rebecca has been given all the promises, the Holy Spirit. Today, the church is being prepared, giving all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He's given, the 9 gifts are given to the church to be prepared and be ready and waiting for the bridegroom. Amen. This is the similar thing happen in the New Testament church, which is going to happen. The bridegroom is Jesus Christ. He will be coming with his angels. Now, when this wedding happens in the Middle East, at the time when the Jesus lived there also, it was like the bride is getting ready with her bridesmaids. And as bridegroom is preparing everything to come and receive his bride. Now, about a year time, they know the time is getting closer. They are getting nervous. By the time the bridegroom is coming back, he is coming riding on a horse with a lot of songs and dances and everything. They are coming with a bridegroom and his best men and all his friends. As they come down and they dance around the parade, around the streets where the bride is residing. The similar way, Christ will return. He will come to the midair with angels, the trumpet of God. And by the time the bride is being raptured, the same way which happened in the Middle Eastern wedding, praise the Lord, that bride and her maids and her party together comes out of the house and go join the parade with the bridegroom's team. They finally go back to the bridegroom's house. The bridegroom's where their father is waiting for. As they present this bride to the father's presence, there the wedding takes place. Hallelujah. My friends, our bridegroom Christ is coming to receive, and the wedding will take place as he takes us from the mid-air and bring it to the Father's house in heaven, in the presence of millions, thousands upon thousands of angels, and in the presence of all the Old Testament prophets and gods, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the servants of God sitting. In the middle of that, the wedding of the Lamb will take place. I want to say to you what God has revealed to me through the scripture. What is the wedding of the Lamb? It is the union of Christ with his church. What is this union? This is the holy matrimony. This is the union of the church with the Christ. This is conducted by who? Same as the way it was conducted for Abraham's son Isaac, the Holy Spirit. The Eleazar, the Holy Spirit representative at the time, we believe that he conducted, brought the Rebekah and brought him to Isaac, and they took him to Abraham's place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is how the Holy Spirit of God immerses Christ with the church once again. They will be become one, and then there is no need. They are one in Christ. They become completely filled. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what happened? This is the answer to the prayer Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, Gospel 17 chapter. Jesus prayed, Father, let them be one in us, the same way that you and me are one. How is this happen? The Holy Spirit of God immersed them together, same way we, the Church of Jesus Christ, will be immersed once again by the Holy Spirit of God when with Christ our Bride. Praise the Lord. Now there is no separation. God will live and the children of God will live together. It's similar to a wedding happens in the human life. God has explained things to us in a way that we understand in human terms. This is called the wedding of the Lamb, as it is written in the book of Revelation chapter 19. Then we heard a noise in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Our Lord God Christ has become King. He will sit on the throne. Amen. And we will serve him. Amen. For the rest of the time left for us until the Lord returned to the earth to take over the world and fight the devil and defeat this work. Praise God. Amen. That's the thing happen in the future that we are all waiting for. Our Lord has promised us, I have many mansions in my Father's house, but I am going to prepare a place for you. Just like I mentioned, the bridegroom goes and prepare place, and he has a time for that. That time is only known to the Father God. Not even the angels know when the return of Christ is. But the times in the earth, the situations, that the events happening in the world today telling us that the Lord is coming very soon. The Lord is coming to take his bride very soon. Amen. So the time getting closer, the world is getting in a very difficult situation. They're going through perils and troubles and problems and difficulties. And by as it continues moving forward, we have more of the problems of the world. I mean, Christians being persecuted all over the place. Amen. So many martyrdoms happening in the north and northeast India today. Amen. Happening in Africa. Praise the Lord. Kenya, Nigeria, amen, Congo, amen, hallelujah, many parts of Africa, amen, hallelujah. Today the world is coming, waiting for the rapture, the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So those who have hope in Jesus, hope in the world, not hope in the world, but hope in our Lord, Savior, His coming is very near. So I am welcoming you. I want to invite you for that, the wedding of the Lamb. Those who have a part, those who have an invitation to the wedding of the Lamb is blessed. He is going to be with the Lord and God forever. And we bless you. We thank you for listening to this message. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot C-H-A-C-K-O, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot C-H-A-C-K-O-V at gmail.com.
Salvation.